great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night.
Has no claim on. Wow.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Dan. Wow, Jesus Christ, our living hope. Isn't that the truth? Would you please stand with us for the hearing and the reading of this morning's gospel message that comes to us from Luke's gospel, the 24th chapter, verses 44 through 53. Hear these words. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay. Stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." And when he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. And so ends this, the reading of his holy word, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I invite you to be seated. And I invite you to pray along with me, please. God of grace, God of glory, God of promises and God of promises kept, the great promise of Jesus' resurrection has been fulfilled, and death has no victory. Death, where is your sting? And so we are Easter people, worshiping the God who is raised from the dead and sits at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. We have our high priest. And so, Lord, we thank you for the gift of life we have in you. We thank you for the promise of Scripture that you have given to us. And we thank you now especially for the gift of your Holy Spirit that is with us and in us and opens up the Scriptures to our minds. Take that Scripture today, all the Scriptures that we have read from Acts, from Micah, from Luke, and emblazon it onto each and every one of our hearts here this morning, that we might be instilled by your word, so that your word would take root, deep root within our hearts, and that your word would grow in us to the point that we become faithful witnesses, witnesses to what you have done in our lives, and witnesses to what you have done in the world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight. For this in Jesus' precious name we pray these things. Amen. Well, we are coming to the close of Eastertide. We have our white pyramids are up here, and they will be up for this week. And then next week, you'll see red. They'll see red, and we'll have Pentecost, and that's the birth of the church. But we have been reading scriptures these past days after Easter about Jesus appearing to many. And we read from this morning scripture that he appeared to many for 40 days. 40 days. He appeared to 400 on one occasion. He appeared to the people in the upper room. He appeared before them, so there were many witnesses to what Jesus had done, rising from the grave, taking his life back, and as Beth just sang, the breath came back into him, and he rose from the dead. And then, after he took the disciples up in Bethany and blessed them, left them, but before he left them, he told them to stay in Jerusalem until they received the power that would come from on high. And they did just that. They went back, they went into Jerusalem, and they went to the temple and they worshiped him continually. We can learn from that. We too need to worship our God continually. I learned something today from Holly. The word of, what was the word she said? Phototropism. That's where you follow the light, right? You follow the sun. And she gave us a new word. She coined a word for us today, Jesus tropism. We follow Jesus. So they're up there looking into the sky, and they're following Jesus, and then they go back into the temple, and they're still following Jesus, doing exactly what he had asked them to do by remaining there in Jerusalem, praising and worshiping God the Father and God the Son, until they received the gift from the Father, and that would be God the Holy Spirit. When they would be baptized in the power of the Holy Spirit by fire and the Spirit. And so we wait for that. Next week we celebrate that. But today we talk about ascension and what that means for us. Usually Ascension Day is not the Sunday, but it's the Thursday before the Sunday. So when we celebrate Ascension Sunday, Ascension actually took place on Thursday this past week. That's the day it would have been on. And today's lectionary reading is actually from John the 17th chapter. And some actually call that 17th chapter Jesus, the Lord's Prayer. And it's the prayer that Jesus himself prays for all of his followers. This is what he prays for his followers. He prays for himself first, and then he prays for his followers. And I want to pick it up there where he prays for his followers so that you get this as well. Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have observed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words that you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name. I love this part. The name you gave me. Did you hear that? Jesus prays to his Father. He says, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name that you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world, and more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth of your word. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. So Jesus has this prayer for the disciples that he's going to leave into the world. And then he takes them out to Bethany, and he leaves them. He tells them, stay here, stay here. And he doesn't say 10 days, but it's 10 days. He says, stay here until you get this power from my Father. And then you'll go out and witness for me in Judea, in Samaria, there in Jerusalem, and then to every part of the world. But wait for the power. Wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit that the Father has promised. The gift of the Holy Spirit that proceeds not only from the Father, but also from the Son. And the gift of the Holy Spirit that will help them to remember everything that Jesus ever taught his disciples. Jesus goes on in that prayer to pray for us. He said, I'm not only praying for them, but I am praying for the one that believes because of their witness. That's us. That's the church today. Now, we didn't see Jesus raised from the dead. We didn't see him walking around. We didn't see him rise up into heaven. We didn't see any of that. But because of faithful witnesses, witnesses that Jesus sent out into the world, and because of our faithfulness, who witness to our children and to our friends, the word is still being sent out. Ministry still happens. And Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the Father. In John 14, in the 12th chapter, Jesus tells his disciples, this is before he goes to the cross, he tells them that the Father is in him and he is in the Father. But he says, but greater things will you do than I have done. Why? Because I go to the Father. Because I'm your high priest. Because I will intercede on your behalf. And whatever you ask in my name, remember the name that God gave Jesus, the name that keeps his disciples safe, the name that we also have as his church, as the body of Christ in the world. By that name, Jesus will accomplish greater things than he did here on earth. This is by Jesus' own mouth. He says, greater things will happen. Why? Because I go to the Father, and I'm intercessing on your behalf. This John 17 prayer is a continual prayer. There's no sleep in this prayer. Jesus is intercessing on behalf of the church all the time. There's no night. There's no day. It's a constant, consistent, heavenly prayer by a high priest who knows us well. Knows us so well that he walked in our skin, he lived in our life, and he suffered like we suffered, and he died even a death, but was restored and rose and now sits in heaven at the right hand of the Father as our heavenly high priest. There's no better high priest than Jesus the Christ who sits there. So what can we take away from this? What does it matter to us? Well, if we truly are Christians, if we truly believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, if we truly believe that he's in heaven intercessing for us right now, even as we pray, there's nothing that limits us in the world. There's nothing that limits us to perform his will. There's nothing that prevents us from faithfully witnessing, just like his disciples faithfully witnessed, so that we know the story too. And we need to keep it on. We need to keep telling the old, old story. We need to profess and proclaim it. We need to live into it. And we need to let our lives shine. That we would have this Jesus tropism, that people would see us leaning towards Jesus and leaning towards the Son of God. And that they would see that in our lives that our God truly is God, all to God's glory. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that is with us even today. This gives me great joy. It gives me great confidence that when I speak words of God, God's Spirit is in it, and God's Spirit that's in the other person opens up their thoughts, opens up their minds, and opens up their hearts so that they can hear God's word. Not my word. My word's not that important. Your words are not that important, but they are when we profess and proclaim God's love for God's people. And who's God's people? Well, God made everyone in his own image and in his own likeness. And he's not willing that anyone would suffer. The invitation of the gospel is open to the entire world. That's what Jesus told his disciples. Stay here in Jerusalem, but then go to Judea and then Samaria and every part of the world. That commandment remains to this day. That urge on the church to go out and to be the people of God remains with us today. And yet, greater things we can do than even Jesus. Why? Jesus said so. And because he goes to the Father. And whatever we ask in his name, in other words, in that powerful name, the name of God, in other words, in the things that God loves, when we act in the manner that Jesus would act, and we love what God loves, then what we ask for in his name, in his character, he delivers. That's a promise. He delivers. Oh, there are times that we pray in God's name, but do we pray everything in God's name? Do we really seek his will out? But when we truly seek God's will, when we walk in his character, when we walk in his way, the Holy Spirit brings that word, and Jesus, the intercessor, the high priest, prays to God, and whatever we ask in his name, the Father grants, all to God's glory. So, we as the church today have much power, but a lot of times we don't act like we do. We think we'll wrestle with our hands, we'll tighten up, we'll look at all the stuff that goes on and say, what can we do? What can we do? What we can do is be the people of God. What we can do is pray to the Father through Jesus the Christ by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. What we can do is look towards the future and understand that we have already had the victory, that Jesus has overcome, and we, because we are Easter people, we too have overcome. But we live in the here, we live in the now, and we'll still face trials, we'll still face suffering, we'll still face even death. But we have this promise that we will overcome and we will have the victory because we have a high priest who sits at the right hand of the Father and intercesses for us on a daily basis. Morning, noon, and night. And his word is the final word. His victory is the final victory. And we glory in that. Let us pray. Lord God, you have given us everything we need to be your people. You have given us everything we need to be successful. You told us in your word that greater things we will do than even you did. That begins to be unimaginable for us. How can that be? You are God in the flesh. But you choose to work through human beings. You choose us as instruments of your grace. And the Father is glorified by such things. And the Holy Spirit is glorified by such things. In you, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, you too are glorified by these things. Not that you need to be glorified, for you have all the glory that you need. But you want to share your love. You want to share the salvation, and you want everyone to partake of it. So grant within us, O Lord, the ability to call upon your Spirit, the ability to remember your word, and to be, as Holly said, geotropic, that we might follow Jesus, that we might incorporate him so much so that people will see Jesus in our own lives, and that whatever we ask in your holy name, in your character, in your nature, in your will be accomplished, all to the Father's glory. For it's in Jesus' precious name we pray all of these things. Amen.